Let me take you on a brief tour through Baltimore. On the map, it's a giant circle. If it was a pie, you'd see a slice cut out of it. That slice is the Patapsco River, which begins downtown as a magnificent tourist attraction with malls and restaurants right near the park where the Baltimore Orioles play. And from there, as you stare upriver, you're looking toward Fort McHenry, a flashpoint in the War of 1812. British ships bombarded the fort for 27 straight hours, and inspired by the American flag still flying undamaged the next morning, Francis Scott Key wrote a poem called Defense of Fort McHenry, a poem that began with the words, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?"
We're coming on a bit early with breaking news, a horrifying scene in Baltimore this morning, the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
And I thought of that poem, the first words of the anthem this morning, when by dawn's early light, we saw the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, 100 yards from the very spot Key wrote the anthem. By dawn's early light, divers were using sonar to guide them toward the submerged vehicles, toward the road crew that was working on the now decimated bridge.
The entire bridge, as you saw in that video, collapsed into the water. Just a stunning scene here.
And 212 years before, in the Battle of Fort McHenry, 4 Americans were killed, 24 wounded, and the flag was still there. Now in 2024, there's a marker, a buoy in the colors of the U.S. flag at the very spot where he wrote the anthem. And by dawn's early light, it too was still there, as was this nightmare for the people of Baltimore.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.